Okay, today is Daf Mem Dalet. We're on Mem Gimel on the Beis. We're up to the Tanya, third line from the bottom before the lines get really wide. Third line from the bottom of the middle line before the lines get really wide, where it says Tanya, Hayat Rav Meir Omer. I found this in my mailbox yesterday. It must have been from Zeth. It's from a magazine called, I don't know the name of the magazine, it's one page. And the name of the article was called Chemical Testability, written by Moit Navon 5762. And it says like this: the blue dye produced by the Murex truncula is molecularly identical to that produced by the plant's Kalaila. And thus, there is no chemical test to differentiate the sources. And he quotes from Otto Elsner and Ehud Stanier, Past, Present, and Future of Peles, 1987, page 175. So I'm not sure what to do with that information. Right. So why is that? That's not a problem. Then whatever the, if, so the Murex is not the Peles, whatever is the Peles is the same problem. Right? It's not the problem with the Murex, the problem with the Kalila. But the Gemara says you can't have. So that's what you say. I'm not sure how to respond to that. What does it say to that? Right. I know. What's the difference? What is that? Okay, one stronger than the other. Right. All right. We have to do research into that. Okay. Very good. Here we go. Ready? We'll learn today for. Refu Shalema Shoshana Basti Basrachal Devorah. Tanya, Hay Rav Meir Omer, Gadol Ancho Shal Lavan Yos Semi Ancho Shal Tela. The punishment for not wearing Lavan is worse than the punishment for not wearing Tela. That's obvious. Why? Mashal Madav Adam, Lamelach Batav Adam, King, Omel Shnei Abad, if he says to his two servants, Lechad Omer Havili Kosim, Shal Tit. One he says, go bring me some dirt, right, some seal of dirt. Lechad Omer Havili Kosim Shal Zav. The other one, bring me gold. Upashu Shneim, both of them don't do it. Loi viu, Ezi Anshe Meruba. Which one's worse? Havi Omer Zesha Amar Havili Tid Shall Havili Chasam Shall Tid Full of Havi. The one who is supposed to bring the earthen one is much more to blame. Why? His job is much easier. Look at the bottom, second to the bottom Tosfos. Says Masha Medame Chasam Shall Tid Lutzitzis. How do we compare Tzitzit to a seal of Tid? Shekane osin la avadim, because what you used to make for the avadim, it was a mark, it was a seal that they were avadim. The tzitzis made al shitzrael shem avdei hakadosh baruch hu. Tzitzis are made that we are Hashem's avadim. Kedisim perakmet bemeisha. That's why the mashal asked about that. Very nice. So obviously it's true that it's worse if you don't wear lavan than if you don't wear tchilas. You don't wear tchilas, it's like a fear cheapskate. But if you don't wear lavan, when they had it, when it was obvious, which was, but you don't wear lavan, what's the matter with you? $5. You can't wear lavan? Tanya, now what this is doing here, I don't know. But it's interesting anyway. Tanya, Meir Omer, what? Meir over there. Chayiv Adam Levarek, Meir Brachas B'chol Yom. A person is obligated to make 100 brachas a day. This is not, by the way, a Chassidish Minhag. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You chayiv to make 100 brachas a day. Shneimar, like it says, V'ata, it's a siman in Shulchan Aruch about it. Ba'ata, Yisrael, Mo Hashem Malakecha Shol Mei Imach, Rashi says, Kari Bei Meya. Not Ma Hashem Malakecha, Meya Hashem Malakecha. 100. Look at the bottom Tosfos. Pirish Rebbeinu Tam, to have a Mole, if the Pasuk is Mole, what does that mean, Pasuk is Mole? If the word Shoel is Mole, Yesh Meya Osios B'Pasuk. There are 100 letters in that Pasuk. V'yesh v'farshim d'ma, the word ma, ola ba'at bash, if you have at bash, it becomes tzadik yud. Ma becomes tzadik yud, and tzadik yud is 100. Very nice. What are the 100 brachas a day? What are they? So here we go, you ready? Start of the order of the day. Hamapos number one, not from the night before. Hamapos number one. Okay? What? It's a mafoket. How you start? Either way. either way, you're going to get the knife. So Hamapel's number one. We'll start from the night before. So we're going to count my rib in the next day. So Hamapel's number one, right? Hamapel's number one. The bracha of Amotilos Yedayim, when you wake up in the morning. Asher Yatzar, and 15 brachas of Brichas HaShachar, is 17. Then you have 3 Brichas HaTorah, a bracha on Tzitzit, Tfilin, that's 3. I'm sorry. 3 Brichas HaTorah. 3 Brichas HaTorah, besides Shiloh Atani Oved, Shiloh Atani Eid, besides those. 3 Brichas HaTorah, Tzitzit, 2 on Tfilin, is another 3, is another 6. The brachas of Baruch Shamar Nishtabach is 2. The brachas of Kriyashma are 7. Why are there 7? 3 in the morning, 4 at night. And then you have the 3 Shemona Esrays are 57. Okay? That gives you 90. You're already up to 90. If you go to that davening 3 times a day, you're going to have 90. After that, we're going to need 10 more. So if you eat a meal with benching, you have 5. How do you have 5? Sorry, you have more than 5. How many do you have? You have a burger, Zadayim Motzi, and 4 for benching. That's 6. He's 7 here. Or pay golf on the coaster book of the Mazon. Okay, nobody says that during the week. So, but let's say you have, if you wash and bench, you have another, benching is 4. Seals the diamond and Motzi is 2. That's 6. We get to 96. You go to the bathroom, you eat something else, right? So you, it's easy. It's easy to get to 100. Very easy. The problem is on Shabbos. So Shabbos, you take away, 1 second, each Shemona Esrei is only 7 brachas instead of 19. Right? Add Musaf, which is another 7. Right? You don't have Musaf during the week. You have Musaf on Shabbos. You're still way lower. You're still way lower. So now you already have to really work very hard. So the Gemara is going to say in a minute, look at this. Right. 1 minute. You're very far off. You're like 25 off. Because you're 57. The 3 Shemona Esrei give you 57. Now, the 4 Shemona Esrei give you 28. Why? Because it's 7 times 4. 28. Instead of 57. It's 30 less. 29 less. You need 29 brachas. You have an extra 6 for 1 meal. You're still 20 off. 20 off. So the Gemara is like this. Rav Chiya Breda of Avia B'Shavta U'B'Yomei Tava Tarach U'Male Ba'as Prasik Ba'itz Farmiki U'Magadi. They used to make extra brachas on fruits and on things that smell, which is where that's where the Chassidish Minog to smell things on Shabbos, extra things, adasim, and other types of things to give you the more brachas. There's other ways to get to 100. But they're all like cheap things. What? Other ways to get to 100 is all cheap. One is, the Mishnah Berurah says this, if you listen to the brachas of the Torah, it's Ki'ilu you said that. That's really a cheap thing. We would never say that anywhere. But some say, Eik Elokeinu our brachos, you say that on Shabbos, you can get more. Who? But you're saying them yourself. But you say them yourself. Who said that? Someone says that. Yeah, you have the M30 Heshmonet, so you have that. No, so they say it only works by Torah because you're not the Balmaster. What? No, but we don't say that. For some reason, they only say the Haftorah. I don't know why. They don't say all the aliyahs. Only the Haftorah. They count. I don't know why. Some count the Enkelkenu. It's on Shabbos. It's hard. It's quite difficult. If you there's a whole discussion. If you can make brachas just to eat, we don't really have to do that anyway. I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry. I just made a bracha 5 minutes ago. Make another bracha. See, one of the problems of making brachas is tzricha. See, you have to balance that. How do you get 100 brachas on a Shabbos? Okay. Next, Anya, listen to this Gemara. This is kind of Gemara. You can't repeat it, but you can suffer the consequences in your kitchen. Tanya, hi, Remeir Omer. Chayav Adam Levarach, Shalosh Brachas B'chol Yom. You have to make 3 brachas every day. Eluhim, here they are. Shasani Yisrael. You make a bracha, Shasani Yisrael. You made me a Jew. We don't make this bracha today. We make the bracha in the negative. Shalosh Asani Goy. so you didn't make me a goy. Why do we change it? Why do we switch it? The Gemara says to make a bracha sha'atani Yisrael. Why do we change it to lo atani goy? So the Bach says, the reason why we change it is because how can I make a bracha that Hashem, thank you for making me a Jew, when the Gemara paskin that it's better had you not been created? Can I make a bracha like that? Thank you for making me a Jew. I shouldn't have even been born. I shouldn't have even been born. All right. Second. Once a minute, thank you, you didn't make me a goy. That already I can say. Thank you for not making me, once I'm born, thank you for making me a Jew? It's better I wouldn't have been born. That's the Bach's answer. Others give another answer. He gives an answer because once I make a bracha, thank you for making me a Jew, then the stamma, the other brachas are also going to, thank you for making me a Ben Horan. It's included. I'm already a Jew. Thank you for making me a man. That's included. I'm already a Yisrael. I can't make those two brachas. Thank you for not making me a goy. And thank you for not making me a woman. And thank you for not making me an Evan. That makes sense. So if you make it in the negative, you get two extra brachas. Those are the two reasons that I thought. Next, number two. Shalom atani Isha. Shalom atani Boor. Thank you for not making me a boor. We don't say that bracha either. Rashi's going to say, what kind of bracha is that? Thank you for not making me an Amaret. It's up to you anyway. Right? Ravacha bar Yaakov mishmeid lebrei tahavit komavarech shalom atani boor. He made a bracha shalom atani boor. Amalei. Kulahai nami amar. Amalei. That you make a good. What kind of bracha is that? Amalei ne'elamai mavarech. What kind of bracha should I make? Shalom atani eved. Make a bracha shalom atani eved. The Gemara says, listen to this Gemara. Hainu Isha. It's the same thing as an Isha. Say that you didn't make me an Eved, and to say you didn't make me an Isha, that's one and the same. Well, is it making the same bracha twice? It's redundant. So the Gemara says, no. Eved zilkfei. An Eved's even worse. Why is it ever worse? An Eved's worse. Afilu hachi mezazal Eved yosem min Isha. An Eved's still worse than an Isha. So it's not redundant. You get it? Wait, I didn't get what you bring home. Now, what does a woman say? She says, Sha'asani kirtsono. Where does it say that? In the Gemara. The answer is, it doesn't. It doesn't say it anywhere, right? It doesn't say it. That's the minhag today, that women say that bracha. The Truma Tadeshah says that the women make the following bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shalom Asani Behemah. Okay? The Truma Tadeshah says, that's the bracha that women make. So you want to go repeat that? Go repeat that. The lowest tiny behemoth. But the Truma Tadeshah is Rishon. What? She can make Shalom Tani Evan. She can't make Shalom Tani Isha. She's an Isha. So what should she say? Apparently there's a parallel. So we say, Shalom Tani Kirtono. Right? But, I don't know. The Truma Tadeshah says, Shalom Tani behemoth. Fascinating, no? Absolutely fascinating. Fascinating is such a half of me that got off the ground. Right? Unbelievable. Yeah, you see, you get back to me on that one. Okay, ready? Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Chilazon. By the way, there are three lines here. All the hak on what the chilazon is are in these three lines. Because these are the three lines that describe it. Chilazon. This is the chilazon, whatever it is. Zeh, gufo dome liyam. The guf is dome to the yam. What does that mean? If you asked me what that meant, I would say that a chilazon is blue. Why? Because the yam is blue. Right? A murex is not blue. It's like sand color. You ever notice that the ocean is blue? You ever go to the ocean and take a cup of water in your hand? It's not blue. What's the shot? It only looks blue when you're far away. Even when you're close. When it's in your hand, it's not blue anymore. Right? Interesting, no? So, gufo dome liyam. Ubriyaso, and it's bria, the bria, dome lidag. It's dome to a dog. Not a dog, it's dome ledag. Va'ola echad l'shivim shana. And it comes up once every 70 years. Right? Ubidamo tsevuin tchelet. And the dam gives you the color of tchelet. Right? By the way, we'll read that again. Mati, you got to hear this again. It comes to Tana Rabbanan. Shilazo ze gufa doma ladak. The guf is doma to a dak. Ubriyaso, I'm sorry, guf doma liyam. The guf is doma to a yam. Right? The burex is not blue. The problem. So I was saying before, you ever look at the ocean, it's all blue. You go to the ocean, you take your hand, stick your hand into the water, it's not blue. Right? It's not blue. They don't say that. They say that it doesn't mean, when it says doma liyam, it doesn't mean doma to the yam, it means doma to the yam bed. Doma to the sea bed. The sea bed is sandy. And the mirror is sandy. That's what they say. It's a little bit of a stretch, but that's what they say. But now, ubriyasa doma ladad, it looks like a fish. It's not a fish. Doma ladad. Roll echel l'shem shana. Now listen to this one. It comes up once every 70 years, so the Rambam doesn't quote that issue.
What?
It's a big problem. 1 minute. Then the Gemara says, ubidamo shovin tcheles. And you make tcheles out of the blood. Lefikach dama vikarma, therefore it's expensive. The lefikach is placed after the 70 years. In other words, the reason why it's expensive is not because it's rare. The reason why it's expensive is because you make tchelet out of it. What? Right, so they argue, but the problem is the whole 70 year thing is a big problem. So Rashi said, lefikach, Rashi doesn't really learn the way they learn. Rashi learns, no, since it's so rare, it's expensive. They say, no, the expensive part has nothing to do with the rarity. It has to do with the fact that they make tchelet out of it. It's expensive. The whole different way of learning, shot. Right? Okay. Now, where are we up to? That's the whole, by the way, I said this yesterday, listen to this. Kus of Uraim. Where does the chilazon come from? It doesn't say the Torah, it has to be a chilazon. It doesn't say anywhere. So how do we get to the chilazon? That's what chel is made out of. It says the Uraim, or Rishon, it's a svara. Svara? As far as that. So he says, it's a svara. Why? Because the purpose of chelet, the Gemara said yesterday, was to remind you of the yam, which the yam reminds you of the rekia, and the rekia reminds you of the kisya kavod. Durak al chelet ha'asui mechilazon. Only the chilazon, his bor la'el, shudom l'yam, v'yam l'rekia, v'rekia l'kisya kavod. It's the only thing in the world that will give you that. What about the Kaliyulan? Also gives you that. So the Razina says, that the Rambam says that the reason why you have to use the chilazon, below b'tzeva acher, is Mati's point. Afilu im tzeva domo l'rekia. Even if you're going to find another thing in the world that has the same color to remind you of the rekia, tzarech shiyu b'tzeva miskayim. It has to be lasting, below yishtane, and it can't change. The Rambam said that. V'chachamim yedu she'ein kiyim b'tzeva tchelas ela if it's made from the chilazon. Okay? Good? Okay, next. Tanya, Amr of Nassim. Ein lecha mitzvah kala shebetocha b'torah she'ein matzah tzchor ba'olam hazeh. There's no easier mitzvah in the Torah where you get tzchor for it. No easier mitzvah. Why is it easy? Rashi says, look at this Rashi. It's the last line of the wide line. Mitzvah kala, it's an easy mitzvah, Asei ba'alma. It's only an asei.
What does that mean?
What do those words mean? If you read the Rashi, you read them fast. Mitzvah kala, asei ba'alma. The easy mitzvah is only an asei. Some say it means that there's no karets for this mitzvah, it's asei. Unlike only two that there are. Right? Some say it's because it's very inexpensive. Says the Rashash, how could that be pshat? We just said a second ago that the tchilos is expensive. Very expensive. Very difficult pshat. What? That what? Right. But if you don't use tchelet, it's very cheap. Maybe I actually meant that. It's not as that cheap. Without tchelet, it's cheap. Okay. Ul'olam haba, and in olam haba, eini yodea kama. I have no idea how much it's worth. I can't even tell you what yitzchar is going to be. Okay, listen to this. Te'ilamad mi mitzvah tzitzit. Listen to this story. This is one from the book. Ma'ase ba'adam echad, there was once a guy, he was very makbid in mitzvah tzitzit. Shama, he heard, sheyesh zona v'karcheyam, this is zona out there somewhere, she charges 400 zuz. So just because the guy's nizer in tzitzis, it doesn't mean he's not a bal taiva. He's a taiva. Right? It's not such a crazy thing, but he's very nizer in tzitzis. So, shiga lo avrameo zuz, avrameo zuhuvim, he sends her 400 zuz, the kaval azman, and he makes an appointment with her. Kishigi azmano, when the appointment comes, ba, v'yoshev al pesach, he's sitting in the lobby, right? Nichnasa shifchata, the attendant, the maid, comes in, amrala, and tells the zona, the guy's here. He's outside. Amra, so she says, he can't let him in. Nichnas. He enters. He see a lo zayin mitos. There were 7 beds. She shall kesef, one of silver. She shall zav, one of gold. Ubein kol echas va'achas sulam shall kesef. And between each one was a ladder of silver. Vel yona shall zav. And the top one was of gold. Also, v'yashva al gabi el yona kishi aruma. She's up there, unclothed. The afi ol yeshiv arum kinegda, and he also starts to get undressed. Bo dalat tzitziotav, his tzitzis come, v'taf chulo alpano, and the strings hit him in the head. Nishmat, he goes down the ladder, v'yoshev al gabi karka. It was a wake-up call. Tzitzis were a wake-up call. V'yoshev al gabi karka, and he goes to sit on the floor. The afi nishmata, so she also gets. She also goes down the ladder, the Yashval Gabri Karka, and she's sitting next to him. Amrlo, she says to him, Gapa Shal Romi, the god of Rome, She'eni mini Chisicha, I swear by the god, I will not let you leave, Ajit Amrli, Ma Mum Re'itabi. What mum you saw in me that you went down the ladder? What was wrong with me? So, Amrlo, Avoda, no, Lo Re'iti Isha Yafa Kamotcha, I never saw someone more beautiful than you, Ella, Mitzvah Achas Tzivane Hashem Alakenu. One mitzvah God commanded us. B'titzis Shema. It's called titzis. Because of ba, and it says there in the parasha of titzis, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Shtei Bam, but it says it twice. Ani Hu She'asi Li Parah, I'm the one who's going to exact punishment from you. Ani Hu She'asi L'Shalim Tzchar. And I'm the one who's also going to give you reward. Ashav, now, Nidma Olai, Kedalat Edim. They came to me like 4 Edim. 4 Edim being made on me. Why 4? 2 for the good and 2 for the bad. Amra Lo, so she was very impressed by this story. So she says to him, "Eini minichisich ad shita amali mashimach. I won't let you go to tell me your name. Mashim Ircha, where you come from? Mashim Ravach, the name of your Rebbe. Mashim Midrashach, the name of your Shiva. Shatolamidba, that you learn Ashalamidba Torah. The Kasnav, you write all that down. Vinasam biyada, he gives it to her. Amda, she gets up. Vichilka kal nechaseha, she gives away all her possessions. Shleish lamalchus, 3, she gives to the king." Shlish laniim, 3 she gives to the poor. What? A third. I'm sorry. What did I say? A third. Vishlish, not labiyada, and a third she takes with her. Chutz miosin mitzos, except for the beds that she doesn't take. Ubaat labeis mishasher shorukhia. She comes to her kriya. Amr lo Rebbe, tiva alai, command me via suni giyoris. I want to become a giyoris. Amalah. So he says to her, he's not foolish. Biti shema ein chenatat becha menat almidim. Maybe someone over here you want to marry, you're interested in? Caught your fancy? Hotzia ksav miyada. She takes out that letter from him. Denats nalo, and he gives it to him. She gives it to him. I guess he understands the whole story. Amar la, l'chi, zaki, bimikachach. Zaki, 1 second, what does that mean? Zaki. Right, go marry him. Right? Osir Matzos, Shetzia Loba Isser, Shetzia Loba Hezer. Those beds that you use for Averas, you're not going to use for mitzvot. Zema and Skar for Olamazet. This is the Skar and Olamazet. Olamaba? Any of their comment. I can't tell you. I can't tell you what's going to be Olamaba. Unbelievable story, no? 2 things. It says, Chacham Sofer says something so amazing. It says, how on earth is it? So what do you see from here? That Tzitzis is a Shmira. These types of idyonim. Right? For a riot and these types of things. Save the guy. The guy's going to go sin. Tzitzis saved him. Says the Chassam Sofer, Tzitzis is a shmira. So how on earth was Shlomo HaMelech able to sin in this area? Married all these women and it took him away. He says, Ulai, Shlomo didn't wear Tzitzis. Can you imagine that Chassam Sofer said that? Ulai, Shlomo didn't wear Tzitzis. That's one part from the story. Now you want to hear a very useful, very humorous part. You're never going to look at this the same way again. Says the Or Meir, this story is the makar that when you get married, the challah gives you a talis. This story is the makar for that bittah. So when you get married, here you go. Here's that talis. Don't ever have any other thoughts. It's a brilliant. Here's a talis. So it's amazing, right? This story is the makar for that bittah. Why talis? All right, we wear a talis when you get married. We don't. Fantastic, right? Here's your talis. Here's your talis. Here's your talis. Don't look at anyone else ever again. And if your eyes are wandering, you put that talis on, right? No. Amazing, no? When I saw that, I was like, oh, that's so amazing. I don't know who the Or Lemeir, or the Or Meir, I don't know who that is. But that's the makar for the minute. You can sit on a wedding day, right? Wife says, you're mine now. You don't wander anywhere else, right? Amazing. It's an amazing story. Unbelievable. Okay. Where are we? Amar of Yehuda. Okay, that's basically, what? Amar of Yehuda. Talis she'ula, a borrowed talis, kol shloshim yom, p'tur min atzitzis. For 30 days, it's p'tur min atzitzis. Mikan ve'elech chayeves. After that, it's chayev. Tosfos says, it's always p'tur min atzitzis. You never have to wear tzitzis if you're in someone else's talis. Why? Because it says, k'suscha lo k'susacherim. Only you, no one else. So, there's no shaila about that. You never have to wear. Why after 30 days? So Tosfos says, maras ayin. Who remembers? Who borrowed whose talis? So they see you walking around without wearing a tzitzit, they're going to look at you funny. So for the first 30, you never have to put tzitzit on. Minatara, you never have to. But, midrabanan, they put on tzitzit. Why? Not midrabanan. Yeah, put on tzitzit. So people shouldn't think you're violating the Torah. Borrowed? I saw him for so long already wearing these. These can't be borrowed. Who would, right? But to get around that, that's closest to shot. It's the simplest shot. Other more complicated shot. Tanya Amihachi, similar idea. Hadar v'punduki be'eretz Yisrael. If you live in a hotel in Israel, or batzocher bayis v'chutz l'aretz, or you rent a house, kol shloshim yom for the first 30 days, patur ben mezuzah. You're patur from mezuzah. Mikan ve'elech chayev. After that, you're chayev. 1 minute. But if you rent a house in Israel, you put on a mezuzah right away because of Israel. The point to us is the Gemara doesn't make sense. We'll have to figure out what this has to do with the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara was about tzitzit, he said it was an issue of maratayim. Same thing by a house, but the moving truck comes, I move all my stuff in. What? Well, right. Right, even though the reason is totally different. Okay. That ends the story of Tzitzis. Now, just a little bit more on Tfilin. Tfilin shad inam akevet, Tfilin shad omer v'chitza. Lo shad el sheyesh lo. They don't ma'akev if you have. Avol ein lo ma'akevet. If you don't have, then they're ma'akev. We don't hold like that either. Omer lo, amarta. Omer lo hu lo. Ela man deletzle tre mitzvot. Chad mitzvah nami lo li'evet. What, you don't have two mitzvot, so don't do one mitzvah? You don't have both, so don't do the one you have? Sorry, you don't have one. Don't wear the one you have. Why? What's the reason for that? I don't have two mitzvahs. I have to do two mitzvahs. I only have one. So I shouldn't do the one I have. Amaluhu. 1 second. Emeikara maitzavar. What were you thinking? Maybe there'll be a pshia. Maybe if you will, you wear one. Even when you have both, you're only going to wear one. So to get around that problem, I thought to say, don't wear any. So you have both. If you have both, then you can only wear one. But we don't hold that anymore. Amr of Sheshis. Kol she'enu maniach tefillin over b'shmona aseh. If you don't wear tefillin, you're over 8 aseh. So I don't think it means you're over 8, like 4 in the yad and 4 in the row. 4 parishes and 4 parishes. It doesn't mean you're over 8 aseh. There aren't 8 mitzvahs with tefillin. Only 2. The point is, 8 ideas. Right? You're projecting 8 ideas. Kol she'enu tefillin b'shmona over b'chamisha aseh. If you don't want tzitzit, you're over 5 aseh. You're not over 5 aseh. You're over 1 aseh. Which 5? Asu will have tzitzit. And Asu will have tzitzit. By all the chalma tzitzit, there is a mozo. And then it says, Gedil and Tashalach. You get 5 ideas. B'chol kohen she'ena ol dochen over b'gimel asay. If a kohen doesn't dochen, it's over three asay. It's not over three asay. It's over one asay. Same idea. You know, three avayers with dochen, it gets one mitzvah. It's not three, it's one. Right? Okay. B'chol she'ena ol mezuzah b'pitzcho, if you don't have a mezuzah on your door, over b'shnei asay, over in two. Uksavtem uksavtem. Again, you're not over two. It's over only one mitzvah. Maybe two ideas again. Amar b'shlokish, kol ha'meniach tefillin. If anybody wears tefillin, Ma'irik Yomam, you get long life. Shinemar, Hashem Alehem Yichyu Ulachein Ulachol Behen Chai, Ruchi Vitzach Lumini Vihithiyani. Right? Tell somebody, you want a segula for long life? Where's tefillin? Okay, what kind of segula is that? It's only in the Gemara. Right? It's only in Rish Lakish. Right? Segula for long life. Why is tefillin a segula for long life? I don't know. And I saw some Gematria, there are 21, Hashem's name is mentioned 21 times. In the four parshas. So yeah, I think Ehyeh is Gematria 21. Yes, it is. Ehyeh is Gematria 21. Ehyeh is 21 in the Rosh, 21 in the Yad. Ehyeh and Ehyeh twice. Somehow there's a possible, Ehyeh is an allusion to long life, so somehow it's a Gematria. That's a Gematria. What's the real meaning of this statement? I don't know. Why is children give you long life? As opposed to any other, why does Shachman give you long life? Why does children give you long life? He quotes a pasuk, but the message behind it, I don't know. No, I didn't see anyone who said it. He spoke about it. Why do you get a long life? Right? But I'll take it to the bank. What? Right. Okay. That ends probably one of the greatest 2 weeks in Shas. Right? We started with mezuzah, Sefer Torah even. Tefillin, and then tzitzit. Okay? Now back to Menachem. Ready? Here we go. Hasoles the Hashemen. Soles and Soles. So, okay, every carbon came with flour. Every carbon came with mincha. Besides, we looked at the beginning of the Masechta, all the minchas you brought by yourself. But every carbon, every animal carbon, came with mincha, and it also came with shemen, and it also came with yayin. So, Hasoles the Hashemen, Eima Akmin at the yayin. Soles and the shemen, and I don't have wine. So, bring the other, bring the soles and the shemen. And wine is not ma'akiv then. In other words, whatever you have, you bring. Whatever you don't have, you don't bring. Hamatanos shal hamizbeach hachitzon ein ma'akvos zu azu. The matanos on the mizbeach hachitzon are not ma'akiv. What does that mean, they're not ma'akiv? That means that if you do one kapara, it's good enough. L'chadchila, you're supposed to do four. And if you do one, it's okay too. Hadarabanan. We're going to have a machlokis now, what the order is. When you bring a carbon, does the wine come first, or does the mincha come first? So Tanu Rabbanan, it says, U'mincha sam v'niskehem. Have mincha, first bring a mincha, v'yachaka have nesachim. Then bring nesachim. That is the shita of the Tanakama. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, no. Zevach u'nesachim. It's a different pasuk. It says, Zevach u'nesachim, which means, bring the zevach, that everyone agrees comes first. Then, right away, bring the nesachim. What about the shemen and the mincha? Right? That doesn't come first. So it's a machloket. Havei zevach, first bring the animal. V'acharka, havei nesachim. Then bring the nesachim. So what do you see? It's a machloket. According to Rebbe, the wine comes first. And according to the Tanakhama, the mincha comes first. Rebbe nami haksir, u'mincha sam v'nitzkehem. Yeah, but according to Rebbe, doesn't it say mincha first before the wine? The Gemara says, "Hahu b'boy l'mincha sam v'niskehem b'layla u'mincha sam v'niskehem afilu l'machar." Yeah, you know why he says it like that? To teach you that when I bring a carbon on a Monday, do I have to bring the flour and the wine on Monday also? The answer is no. I can even bring it Monday. I can even bring it Tuesday. I can even bring it the following Tuesday. For Rabbanan nami yatsiv zevach u'nesachim, but according to the Rabbanan, the Tanakhama, doesn't it say Zevach and Nesachim? Yeah, you don't say it. Ahumi Bayalei Lekid Ziri. It's written there for the purposes of the Ziri. The Amar Ziri Ein Nesachim Miskadshim, that Nesachim don't become Kodesh Ela B'Shchitas HaZevach. Only with the Shchitas HaZevach. Until you shech the animal, you can take this Nesachim and transfer it. It has no Kedusha. Once, unless you shech the animal, it has no Kedusha. Rabbi Nami Mi Bayalei Lekid Ziri. Doesn't Rabbi also need the din of the Ziri? Why Don't they need that halacha? Elahayna tamayu derabanan. Here's why the rabbanan, the real reason why the rabbanan say that the solas comes first. Dechsiv ola umincha. It says ola umincha. Rabbi Nami yaksiv ola umincha. Rabbi also says ola mincha. In other words, ola means the cover. First the cover, then the mincha. Ella, his story. Vibarim hazebach. If they come with the carbon, kuli amalo pligi de mincha vachach nesach. So Shiloh. Everybody agrees. Mincha, and then the nesach. Dachsiv ola mincha. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas about? Vibarim bifnei atman. If they come by themselves, I'm bringing a mincha and I'm bringing wine by itself. Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan Hold, Midaboy Bim HaZevach. If you bring it with a carbon, Mincha V'Achakach Nesachim, first the Mincha, then the Nesachim, if they ask for Nami, Mincha V'Achakach Nesachim. So too, even when you bring it alone, the Mincha comes first, and then the Nesachim. For Rebbe, Hasamhu, Rebbe holds it this, Hasamhu, that's true, the Aydi Da'as Da'achila, Gamala L'Kula Milta Da'achila. Since, when you're bringing a carbon, start off with something that's edible, right? You continue to do something that's edible, which is the mincha. But if you're bringing them alone, nisachim adifi, the wine is better. Why? Because shira is said over the wine. The levim sing shira on the wine, therefore if you bring in carbon, then the mincha comes first. But if you're not bringing a carbon, you're just bringing a mincha and wine by itself, then the wine comes first. Why? How do you know, even if you're supposed to do four, if you do one, it's good enough? Okay? We'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow at the Mishnah. Every carbon, whatever carbon requires four matanos. If you do only one, it's good enough. Right, because we're holding it to be one. All right, we'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow.